This news update is being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. Come see them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news for the hour. A Huron County man is facing felony charges following an alleged domestic incident. Mr. Pashnik appeared before Judge Ferris, charged with extortion and domestic violence, third or subsequent offense. Prosecutors alleged the defendant threatened to kill his wife and burn down their home with her in it. Defense attorney Tammy Salins represented Pashnik for the arraignment, and the court appointed Dallas Rooney to handle the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set bond at $10,000, cash or surety, and conditions of release include no contact with the victim and a prohibition against any assaultive or threatening behavior. A probable cause conference is now scheduled for August the 13th, with a preliminary exam set for August the 21st. A two-vehicle crash in Huron County has sent one SUV into a ditch after a rear-end collision on Pinnebog Road. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 4:07 p.m. on August 1st on Pinnebog Road near Pigeon Road. Investigators say both vehicles were traveling south on Pinnebog Road when traffic slowed. A 2013 Chevy Tahoe failed to stop in time and struck the rear of a 2023 Ford Bronco Sport. The impact pushed the Bronco Sport into the east side ditch, where it struck an embankment before coming to rest. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage and were towed from the scene. Both drivers were wearing seat belts and no injuries were reported. Alcohol and drugs are not believed to have been factors in the crash. The sheriff's office cited the driver of the Chevy Tahoe with failure to stop in an assured clear distance ahead. Photographs of the crash were taken as a part of the investigation. And a Huron County Circuit Court Judge Prill has revoked the bond of Mark Wesley Rolfe after determining he violated the conditions of his pretrial release. Rolfe appeared in court after being arrested by the Bad Axe Police Department on allegations he had contact with minors, despite a court order prohibiting him from having contact with anyone under the age of 18. According to testimony presented during the hearing, Rolfe was working behind the concession counter at a local movie theater Saturday evening after an employee failed to report for work. Defense attorney James Champion said Rolfe chose to keep the theater open for customers rather than close it for the night. During that time, a father purchased movie tickets and concessions for his 11 and 14-year-old children, and later photographed Rolfe behind the counter before providing the image to the police. Bad Axe Police Sergeant Nathaniel Flores testified that officers responded after learning minors were present while Rolfe was working. Prosecutors introduced the photograph showing Rolfe behind the concession counter with children nearby. Champion argued that Rolfe was only filling in because of the staffing shortage and did not intentionally violate the conditions of his release. However, Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Dave Wallace argued Rolfe knew he was prohibited from having contact with minors and had previously been warned about complying with the court order. After hearing testimony and reviewing the evidence, Judge Gerald Prill ruled that Rolfe violated the terms of his bond revoked his pretrial release and ordered him remanded to custody of the Huron County Sheriff's Office pending further court proceedings. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. In a major shift from federal industrial policy, the Commerce Department announced today it will require private technology firms to surrender equity in exchange for federal development funding. Signing letters of intent totaling $874 million across seven major tech enterprises under the CHIPS and Science Act, officials confirmed the government intends to retain direct stakes in funded projects. The move marks an unprecedented approach to public-private technology investments in the U.S. While industry analysts debate the long-term precedent, federal regulators maintain taxpayers deserve a tangible return on high-tech stimulus dollars. And tensions escalated in the Middle East as President Trump stated that ongoing discussions with Iran represent a final diplomatic effort to secure free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. While Washington insists that talks mediated by Gulf nations are now taking place, Iranian officials publicly denied formal negotiations while confirming technical discussions with Oman regarding maritime safety. Regional powers, including Saudi Arabia and Qatar, have urged all parties to avoid direct military escalation. Global shipping lanes through the critical energy passage remain heightened international naval surveillance. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor and Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. Come see them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today, as well as Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboyne, they're a member FDIC.
Shure Hospital Ambulance and Windsor Fire Department is raising money to purchase life-saving equipment, and Bayport State Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Tracy Zeal from the Pigeon Office of Bayport State Bank, and I would like to invite everyone to our fundraising hot dog and brat barbecue this Thursday, right here in Pigeon. Enjoy a delicious lunch, mingle with your neighbors, and help us purchase these needed items to stay ahead of emergency situations right here in our own community. So please join us at the Pigeon Office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday to enjoy a hot dog and brat lunch in support of our Windsor Fire Department and Shure Hospital Ambulance Services. We'll even deliver to area businesses with a $15 minimum order. Just call Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Join us for our Pigeon Barbecue this Thursday. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seawayne. Member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.